No on witnesses, travel ban expands. I'm John Trout. Senate Republicans have for now blocked Democratic motions to call witnesses and subpoena documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. There is testimony both sides would like to hear.
John Bolton might be the number one witness choice for Democrats, but the president would not be able to claim executive privilege over Lev Parnas. The Ukrainian-American businessman was helping Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani try to find dirt on Hunter and Joe Biden and pressing Ukrainian officials to do the same. In Switzerland, the president again saying,
Parnas, I don't know, other than he probably contributed to the campaign along with tens of thousands of other people.
With Parnas accused of campaign finance violations, his attorney has been releasing photos and one video of Parnas with President Trump. I'm Bob Costantini.
The president returns to the White House tonight after attending the World Economic Forum. Speaking this morning in Davos, Trump said the U.S. will soon be adding countries to his administration's much-litigated travel ban.
We're adding a couple of countries to it. We have to be safe. Our country has to be safe. You see what's going on in the world. Our country has to be safe. So we have a very strong travel ban, and we'll be adding a few countries to it.
It's unclear exactly how many countries will be included. This nation is in the grip of a January chill, which extends into the Sunshine State.
The state of Florida in particular, and nearly the entire state underneath wind chill advisories. Wind chills across parts of western Florida, in and around, say, Tampa, down into the middle 20s. Temps by this afternoon only make it up to the middle 60s in Miami. That's about 11 degrees below average for this time of year.
There's Pedram Javaheri. Original and longtime member of Britain's Monty Python comedy troupe, Terry Jones, has died. Jones played the obese overeater Mr. Creosote in the 1983 comedy The Meaning of Life. I'm John Trout.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Arizona Army National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
PhD. Professional Home Doctor.
When it rains, it pours. And when it pours through a leak or a pipe break, it means water damage to your home. Choking mold can result, not to mention the mess. Hi, it's Mike Miller from PhD. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-loss condition. PhD, professional home doctors, 341-9111.
Hello, I'm Paul Anka. Please join me when I perform Anka Sensenma. His songs, my songs, my way.
February 28th, 8 p.m. Arizona time, Pipa Event Center at Quitchon Casino Resort. In one night, Paul pays tribute to the immortal chairman of the board. On the same night, Paul performs the songs that made him a global legend. Get tickets now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
It'll be a night that you don't want to miss.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Today's Chamber Chatter brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-ICARE to schedule your next appointment.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Partly cloudy and 70 today, 49 overnight tonight. Slight chance of rain, north wind at 5. 75 and sunny tomorrow, 49 tomorrow night, north wind at 10. And then for Friday, partly cloudy and 76, 49 Friday night, north wind at 10 on Friday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Anna Zorozano, who is the Marketing Director of Marine Corps Community Services, MCCS. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, everybody.
And Captain Gabe Adibe, the Communications Director of MCCS Yuma. Good morning, Captain Gabe Adibe.
Good morning, John.
So you're the Communications Director, and you're the Marketing Director.
Yes.
How closely do you guys work together? I mean, it sounds like you guys are just sewn at the hip.
We definitely work together on a lot of aspects that are MCCS Yuma. We share information. Even sometimes we share photographs, things like that, to make sure the job gets done right.
And then MCCS Yuma and a Marine Corps Community Services, what is that? What's MCCS?
MCCS is a group of programs on the installation that help support the Marines and the families.
But you're all civilians, right?
Yes. Well, some of us are.
Okay.
Some of us have a military background.
So the idea of MCCS then is to support the Marines as far as events and things like that?
Events. We offer services such as counseling.
Okay.
To retail sales. Like you said, events, we make sure that they're combat ready.
Okay. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually,
exactly.
Those sorts of things. So it's not on my agenda to talk about it, but are you going to be playing Texas Hold'em on Friday night? I want to run you off the table.
No, you know, Sergeant Major Leichel, that is one of his things. He definitely enjoys that, and I do look forward to playing Texas Hold'em on Friday night.
There's lots of events at the Sonoran Pueblo, and I've been to several of them, the comedy shows and things
right.
like that. But Texas Hold'em, I was blown away. And again, the general public, you are invited to come if you have base access. Getting base access is really, really, really easy. Texas Hold'em Friday night starts at 6 o'clock. $20. I mean, really?
Yeah, it's not bad.
No.
That's not
and
a bad
And you get
line.
Some chow.
Right.
And
I
if
do.
You just want to hang out, the chow's $5, I think. It's poker food. it's pizza and wings and things like that, which is great. But there's also the Loser's Lounge, which I will be in probably by 6:30. Playing left, right, center. That was great last time because I was out. I mean, I was out quickly. I got run off the table. I thought a three of a kind would be good with aces, but yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I didn't. I never said I could play, but I enjoy being there.
And it's cheap entertainment, $20.
Right.
Boom. So between your job, Captain Adibe, of the communications director, and then your job as marketing director, how do you guys work together on something as simple like that?
There's aspects that Captain Dibe does that we cannot. Usually that's coordinating. So for instance, right now we're working on our commercial, and he has to coordinate the pilot and the plane so that we can come in and do that. take that footage.
Okay, so you're talking about the air show, the commercials for the air show?
Exactly.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Right. So, and Captain, you can't ask for money, Captain the DB, but you can.
Exactly.
Okay, so that means, so Anna, so the marketing piece of it, yours asking for sponsors and things.
Right.
Like, okay.
So our responsibility is to secure sponsorship for the show because this is a community event, and we want to make sure that we're enhancing that and creating those community relationships. And it's really an opportunity for us to showcase our military efforts that we've been working towards and our aviation capabilities. And we do that with sponsorship support.
And I would say one thing that I certainly do is work on getting the messaging out. So I work with the media, local broadcast, news, print, and radio.
Stuff like this.
Yes, absolutely. So that's one thing I certainly can do.
But the air show this year, March 13 and 14, okay, tell me why this one's different than last year's. Because last year's was pretty great.
I'll tell you, one thing that we have that's pretty unique this year is the Air Force is coming with their F-35A.
Yes!
So that's going to be pretty awesome.
I did not know that. That is pretty great.
Absolutely. It's a first.
Yeah. So the 13th, how do I get to the Twilight Show on Friday night? Is it a special? I have to know somebody? I have to have, you know, bars on my arms?
What? So what we ask is that you go online, because the Twilight Show, it's a specific, like, you have to get a pass. So go online to the air show website.
Okay.
Download the pass. Once you have that pass, you'll go through the north gate. Gates open at 4 for the Twilight Show.
Okay.
That we want to make sure that people enjoy their show and they're not rushing to get in. They have enough time to get settled in. But you have to have a pass. And that pass, print it out, put it on in your vehicle. It's one pass per vehicle. And so you will enter through the north gate. Once the show is over, you'll enter through the north, or exit through the north gate. And we may also have Myers Gate open as well.
So what does the Twilight Show entail? What do I expect? If I've never been, walk me through the events of the Twilight Show.
Well, I know that you said if you've never been, but you have been there last year.
Right.
So Tora 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 is coming back. They're the commemorative Air Force. And so they have a, it's a walking, or a live history of Pearl Harbor. So they do a reenactment of that, and it's really great. So you'll definitely see that. There's going to be the Mounted Color Guard's going to be there. And several other civilian performers as well.
Okay. And then the Twilight Show, does that include food? I mean, does it cost to the Twilight Show? Walk me through that.
There is no cost to attend the Twilight Show.
Okay.
We just ask that you download that free vehicle pass from the Yuma Air Show website. And we do have limited parking, so if you cannot get a pass, we encourage carpooling.
Okay. Then food's available and that sort of thing on Friday night, like as there is on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There's going to be vendors there. Just like for the Saturday show. So if you're hungry for seeing some aerial performances, you'll have that. And if you're hungry to eat some good food, we'll have that as well.
But so the Friday night event starts at 4, ends about when?
So it ends around 8.
Around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
It'll finish with a fireworks finale.
Ah, cool. And then how many were expecting for Friday night?
Probably around 8,000. That's what we're hoping for.
So 4 o'clock gates open. Be there at 4 o'clock or
definitely,
early.
Definitely get your parking and get in and get ready to enjoy a good show.
And now that the city has repaved Avenue 3E in front of the base, that's so much
better.
That is nice.
Oh my heavens!
Thank you, City of Yuma, for doing that.
But it's great, and the road is so beat up so badly. But right now the egress, it's just so much better.
Absolutely.
So this is a free show. The Saturday event is free, and the Twilight Show is free. Anna, why is that important, that the show is free?
So that everybody can come out.
Right.
This is a family-friendly event, and we want to make sure that people in the community come and attend and see what we have to show, especially from a military perspective.
I definitely think another reason why it's important is just saying thank you. I've been to a lot of different places, stationed all over the world, and this community supports us so well. We want to do something to give back, and I think the air show is one of our best ways to do it. I mean, people can come onto the air station, they can see the equipment that we use, meet the Marines, sailors, and civilians that work on the base, and, you know, seeing those interactions is a beautiful thing. So we definitely want to say thank you to the community, and this is one of the ways we can.
We are Arizona's most patriotic city for a reason. We say it, we do it, we put up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I want to talk about how it's free, the sponsorships and things after the break, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
The 2020 75th Annual Yuma JC Silver Spur Rodeo presented by Rain for Rent is February 7th to the 9th. Friday's Man Up Crusade Purple Day for Domestic Violence Awareness and Senior Day. Saturday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 2, performances at 4. Sunday's Military Appreciation Day and Ram Rodeo Day. Gates open at noon, performances at 2. Sponsored in part by Ram Rodeo, Fisher Ram, Brewers Restaurant and Sports Bar, McNeese Brothers, Lamar Advertising, A Pop Above Kettle Corn, and KTTI.
Today's Chamber Chatter brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-EYECARE to schedule your next appointment.
Hit your Lucky Sevens jackpot this January at Cocopah Casino. You could win up to $1,000 cash Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. through the 31st of January at Cocopah. Drawings are 4, 6, and 8 p.m. and two winners each hour will pick three prizes from the prize bag and take home their combined amount. You can earn entries daily by playing your favorite slots or table games with your rewards card. For complete rules, see the Cocopah Casino Rewards Club. Get lucky in January with Lucky Sevens jackpot. Winning is just around the corner at Cocopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
Are you a proven leader? Do you have experience in broadcast operations and sales? If so, El Dorado Broadcasters is looking for a market manager in Yuma, Arizona. We're looking for a sales-driven, people person to lead our tenured sales staff to new heights. Would your staff walk through walls for you? Are you a compassionate leader who raises the bar by example? Can you sell and help others sell? Do you understand and appreciate programming and the part it plays in our success? Community involvement is essential. We are a growing, privately held company that offers a good salary and great working conditions. Prior market manager experience is a plus, but not mandatory. If you're a director of sales and you think you're ready for your next step, this could be for you. Please send your cover letter and resume to yumaresumes@edbroadcasters.com. That's yumaresumes@edbroadcasters.com. No phone calls, please. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
We are back on Chamber Chatter. 560 AM KBLU in studio, Anna Zolorzano, who is the Marketing Director of Marine Corps Community Services, MCCS. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
And Captain Gabe Adibe, the Communications Director of MCAS Yuma. Good morning, Captain Gabe Adibe.
Good morning.
So before we went to break, we talked about the fact this is a free community event. Everyone is welcome. You know, please come and watch our Marines and see a little bit of their lives, but it's free because we need sponsors, right?
Exactly.
So how do I become a sponsor? What does that entail, Anna?
Well, there's different levels of sponsorship. It ranges from a general level down to just if you want exposure on our fence line. We definitely have packages that could fit anyone's needs, and we can customize those. And those monies help support the Marines and their families on the installation and help us put on this event.
So there's 8,000 people on Friday night. How many people will be walking through on Saturday? Is it about the same or a little bit more?
Well, hopefully twice that, around 20,000 is what we expect.
So if you're a sponsor, you're going to get your business, your name, whatever, in front of, you know, and there's the exposure is there for Friday night too. So
exactly.
About 28,000 people.
And it's not, and it's not just the members of the local community. I mean, you have visitors that come to Yuma, and so I've already got several requests from people from overseas that are coming here. So it's not just local visitors are going to be here. It's people from all over the place.
And with these sponsorships, too, in my opinion, if I may say so, it's transactional and inspirational. Some of it's transactional because I get something.
Right.
Part of it's inspirational. I want to support the Marines. I want to support the mission. I want to support the air show in general because it's really critical for our community. If you talk to the Visitors Bureau, it's hard to get a hotel room that weekend.
It is. I think we have most of the hotels booked.
Right, because people do come from out of town, and they love this air show. They really do. Anything different on Saturday than we haven't seen in the past, other than the Air Force on Saturday?
You know, No, not really. Other than the Air Force, there's not anything that's completely different. I would say that, you know, the Air Force F-35A is the newest addition. Again, Tora is going to be here, which we're looking forward to. And Aftershock, the jet truck is going to be here as well. So that's always
if
a crowd.
If you missed it last, and they were there last year, right?
Yes.
If you haven't seen Aftershock, that is the coolest thing. It's just the vibration. Yeah.
Make sure you bring your
earplugs. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if you don't have any, head for a chalet. There's generally buckets at the chalets, but yeah, bring your earplugs because you will need them.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense. Good stuff. Food vendors, there's all kinds of stuff happening, you know, on the deck on Saturday.
On both days, there's actually a fun zone. So that's one thing I want to make sure to mention, that this air show is fun for the entire family. So if the kids aren't necessarily interested in the planes overhead, there are fun zones. There is a fun zone for the kids there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a few shows back, there was a small cost to sit in the bleachers. Are we still doing that again?
Yes.
Okay.
So that cost is still there. That's what we refer to as premium seating.
Okay.
So anything from grandstands up to the Tun Tavern Chalet is what we consider premium seating.
Okay.
And
so how do I find out about that?
So you can visit yumaairshow.com to purchase any of those upgraded seating areas, as well as upgraded parking.
And bring your sunscreen.
And yes. I also wanted to mention, you kind of asked what is there to see. There is going to be multiple static displays out there. I mean, over 100 years of aircraft are going to be on the flight line for people to see. We have, I believe, static displays coming from YPG as well. So the Army is going to be participating. That's always cool to see their vehicles out there and get to see our soldiers out there as well. So that's going to be good.
My dad was in the Army Air Corps, flew missions over Italy, and he was a bombardier. So he was laying in the belly of the bomber.
Wow.
Okay, because that's what bombers, they laid on their bellies, and that's what they did. Being able to crawl through that same plane at the air show a few years back, it gave me chills when Pops was laying down in this thing. It was nuts, and well worth the wait, because there's a little bit of a wait. You go through some of the planes, well worth the 15 or 20 minute wait. So again, the static displays are their epic.
That's pretty great to hear that was something that the air show could offer for you. I mean, that's great.
Well, it was a point in time in my life that was just, it struck me. It had an emotional impact. It was pretty special.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned that. Several years back, before the 46s, the CH-46s were sundown, there were pilots that actually flew in aircraft that their grandparents or grandfather flew in or their father flew in. And, of course, we do our best to maintain those aircraft, and some of them still had, like, you could see the patches of where the bullets kind of went into some of those aircraft. So that was very unique.
At the air show, I will stand back and watch some of the veterans just stare at the machine or stare at the plane, and just, you know what? I don't want to know what's going through their minds, but you know that they're just deep, deep, deep in thought. And
mm-hmm.
People watching at the air show is probably the best ever.
Yes.
I don't know if you could probably charge for that, actually, if you wanted
no,
to.
No, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
Charge for reactions.
But again, anytime you can get out there and help out, support the air show with a sponsorship, support the air show with something like that. And it's just the website again, Gabe, is
YumaAirShow.com.
Thank you. It wasn't Gabe, but thank you, Anna.
That's okay.
So we got to get it done.
YumaAirShow.com.
So the sponsorship opportunities, everything from chalets to just smaller packages. So what's the smallest package, if you want to see us on the air?
We have our fence line banners. So we display our fence line banners on 3 and 32nd Street.
Okay.
And those start at $500.
That is so inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was that inexpensive. So
we put those banners up 30 days before the event. So you get 30 days worth of exposure.
Oh, I have to make sure you get mine, too, for the chamber.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we have a couple we put up. Again, any business, anytime. This is something so special. And again, there's no taxpayer dollars gets put into this show. That's one of the critical pieces that you're selling sponsorships, so that people know This money is not coming from Washington, D.C. This is not coming out of your taxpayer dollars. This is coming out of local sponsorships only. I can't stress that enough. Gabe, you were going to say something, sir? You were looking at some notes earlier?
Oh, I just, you know, there's approximately 4,100 active duty military on the base. And there's about 1,500 personnel that make up families. So it's they're going to be at the show. We're part of the community. We're neighbors. And it's just a great opportunity for people to that aren't normally on the base to mingle with these folks.
And I don't think we can say thank you enough. I mean, every time I go on base, I'll tell the provost, whoever's there, you know, thank you for your service. And it's not trite. We really mean it. We really do thank you for your service because you're doing something I never had the opportunity to do. And again, having those crowds on base, let them know we appreciate them. Just having the people show up say, yeah, we appreciate and we value what you're doing. It's very, very important.
And we appreciate that, too. It's a pleasure to serve.
So. Absolutely. So as you come into the base, under the, lanes.
The sunshades?
Yeah, thank you. So I can have booth space there,
yes,
too?
Yes, we do have booth spaces available.
Okay, so how much are those? Because, again, last year there were dozens and dozens of those,
mm-hmm.
and that was really impressive to me. How much is booth space?
We have booth spaces that start at $500, and then we have premium booth spaces, which we're they're selling out pretty quick. Those are $750.
Again, you get to talk to up to 28,000 people, hand out brochures, flyers, and talk it up about what your business is. Again, that helps put the show on so that no taxpayer dollars go towards any part of the air show. Again, that's yumaairshow.com. Any surprises that you know from last year? Gee, I didn't see that happening. I didn't see that coming. Any whoops?
Well, they wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, that's awesome. No, I mean from last year. Because, again, the static displays were pretty terrific. Everything that happened last year went out without a hitch. It was fantastic.
I wouldn't say there's any whoopses or bloopers, okay. So to speak. I would say that our media chalet, we've revamped that a little bit. So for the freelancers that want to come or for anybody that wants to get media accreditation, they can go to yumaairshow.com, and then from there, there's a link that they can click on media accreditation. It's limited space, but the way that we have it set up this year, we took in the, the suggestions from the folks that were here last year, and they said, hey, could you do this or that possibly? So we took in those suggestions, and we changed some things around.
Good. Yes, feedback is a gift.
Absolutely.
And what you do with it is important, but feedback is a gift. And, again, that's a great example of just, again, tweaking it and making it better every single year. Grandstands, how many the grandstands will fit how many people?
1,400.
Okay, and every time I walk by the grandstands, it's packed.
Yeah.
You got to get there early to get a good seat.
Yeah, last year was pretty nice looking at the grandstands.
Yeah, yes. And the weather was perfect. It was just perfect. Yeah,
it was.
Keep our fingers crossed for the same thing this year.
Yeah.
Do we have, do we know who our special guest is going to be, our honored guest? Last year it was Jacques Estel. Do we know who that is, or is that kept a surprise?
I can't say that I know who it is, so maybe it's a surprise to even me.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I like the suspense. Yeah. But having Jacques Estel, like the grandfather of paratrooping, the grandfather of parachute, the guy is amazing. He's lived an amazing life, and he enjoyed being out on the tarmac, getting his props from Colonel Suggs.
Yes,
pretty great.
We framed one of those photos of him, and he was excited, both hands in the air.
Good stuff. Will Colonel Suggs go up? Will he fly?
I haven't heard that he's going to fly.
Okay.
But I know he'll be there.
Gonna get the guy up, man. That'd be great. I'd love to see him, you know, back up flying something.
Maybe that'd be really cool.
I'll give him some grief on Friday night.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can coax him into.
I'm sure he'd like to be up there too.
But you know, he's done a great job. When he came here, he said, "I'm gonna be part of this community. I'm gonna do everything I can to make the base closer to the community and the community closer to the base." And he's done exactly that.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, when I talked to him, I'm like, make sure you have time in your calendar for this or that. And he's like, well, actually, I'm going out in town for, you know, whatever event he's going to attend. And that's awesome.
Yep. He's done a good job of that. We really appreciate that. We want to talk about some more events on base after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBOU.
a thrilling 1950s murder mystery dinner at Quachan Casino Resort. A Dance with Death. Friday, January 31st. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Show starts at 6:30 p.m. Arizona time. When a death on the dance floor makes this prom night foul, it's up to you to figure out who done it and get the dance back on track. Dinner show tickets are only $25 and are on sale now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All weather on and off road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
Don't wind up in a doghouse this Valentine's Day. Head on over to Yuma Coin and Gun to find just the right gift this Valentine's Day. They have just the right gun for personal protection. Or for him. You'll find everything he wants for his hunting trip. Yuma Coin and Gun carries a full line of new and used guns, even military camo and surplus, along with a full line of ammo, reloading equipment, holsters, belts, and knives. Looking for gold and silver bullions? They have silver bars from 1 to 100 ounces. Looking for coyote coin and pond? Now at Yuma Coin and Gun on Orange Avenue in Yuma.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBLU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 a.m. with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hanson and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBLU.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports. Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. The number of robberies is down in Mexicali and drug seizures are up as a result of the security strategies of police in Mexicali. The police chief explained that through security operations, robberies have decreased by more than 25%, but drug trafficking is a different story. Tuesday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey presented his State of the State address tailored for Yuma County. Not only did he say he plans to focus on rural areas, he's also helping out our local veterans, saying a new veterans home is under construction, and for those currently serving, the state is working to make working easier for military spouses. And if you're looking to make some extra cash, Imperial County is in need of poll workers for the upcoming March 3rd election. You will be paid $100 for election day and then $15 for attending a training. Call 422-265-1060. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will be right back here for more news.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, Anna Zorozano, who is the Marketing Director of Marine Corps Community Services, or MCCS. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
And Captain Gabe Adibe, who is the Communications Director of MCAS Yuma. Good morning, Captain Gabe Adibe.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
You betcha. We're going to talk more about the air show later, but I've got a whole bunch of chamber announcements to get out there. Our monthly mixer is tonight. It's at Juliana's. It's going to be a great event. Grant Gordon and his team put together a wonderful event for tonight. It's $5 for chamber members, $15 for non-members. All of our events are open to the public. It's just that non-members pay just a smidge more. 5:30 tonight at Juliana's. the member of the month. We're going to be celebrating the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. They're giving Tuesday campaign. We want to get the word out about the prison and the Colorado River State Historic Park and the things that they're doing along the whole riverfront. So, again, that's 5 o'clock tonight at Juliana's. It's going to be a pretty cool mixer. Looking forward to that. Our next Good Morning Yuma is on Thursday, February 13th at 6:30 a.m. This is going to be at the Yuma Civic Center. It's $15 for everybody. We don't have a price differential on this one because it is the Yuma's Best Awards Ceremony sponsored by the Yuma Sun. We'll be 440 people at that breakfast. It's just going to be terrific. It's a morning of celebrating excellence. It's a morning of celebrating people doing great stuff 24/7, 365. That's February 13th, Good Morning Yuma, at the Civic Center. Do not go to the Pivot Point. That one's at the Civic Center on Thursday, February 13th. And the Chamber is partnering with the Greater Yuma Economic Development Corporation for a luncheon on Tuesday, February the 11th. It's going to be at the Pivot Point. Trevor Stokes of Regional Analysis Partnership, and he's formerly the Workforce Program Manager of the Government's Office of Economic Opportunity. He's going to talk about the recovery is not equal. The uneven recovery, Maricopa County is just a juggernaut. Pima County is doing its amazing growth. However, the other 13 counties in Arizona are not quite having the same gold mine as Maricopa and Pima. So Trevor Stokes is going to give us some information, a ton of data, a ton of stuff, but also give us some hope. There's some great things happening. We are doing some things in the rural Arizona that we want to talk about and celebrate. We've got a long, long, long way to go, and I'm looking forward to that event on Tuesday, February 11, 11:30. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. If you're a GYDC investor business, your price is $30. If you're not a GYDC investor business, it's a couple bucks more, but very well worth the conversation. Very well worth the information. Tuesday, February the 11th, mark the calendar. That's going to be at the Pivot Point. It's a great event. Trevor Stokes is going to really give us some data on the uneven recovery and how we can do things here in southwestern Arizona to be at the table. We have to be at the table, and I think Trevor's going to give us some insights on that. So, Chamber stuff over. Let's get back to MCAS and MCCS. Anna, when we started the program, we talked a little bit about your position at MCCS. What's the most important thing that you do?
Being able to provide the information to the Marines.
Okay.
We have so many programs on the installation. I would say it's over 50 that we have to make sure that we advertise so that our military members and their families are aware that these services are there. Majority of them are available to them for free.
So when you say programs, this is to make them feel and act as normal as possible. Everything
exactly.
Between the bowling alley or
we're talking bowling alley. We have our family advocacy program. We have our Marine Corps family team building program. They offer different types of workshops. Marine Corps family team building, for example, they help with volunteer opportunities. So if a spouse is interested in getting more involved with the community, that's where they would be able to go.
Okay. And then the events, working with MCCS and USO, the Chamber's Military Affairs Committee and Yuma 50, we sent a bunch of single Marines to Comic-Con. We got vans for that. We sent some Marines to the gaming convention in L.A. Some of them, we got vans when they got tickets to the Cardinals game against the 49ers. So, again, thank you for doing what you do. Because, again, anytime we can tell our Marines, you're important, you matter, your happiness, your well-being is taken care of. Thank you for doing that. Because it's not easy. Because you have to work with all the confines of the military and that sort of thing. And you're an acronym hell.
I'll tell you what, every time the Marines get a chance to go to Comic-Con or those other special events, they always talk about it and they're always grateful.
Good. So we want to do more of that. We really do. We want to do more of that. So thank you, Anna, for doing what you do for MCCS. So, Gabe, you talked about the air show, and there's some other pieces of the air show that listeners might want to know about. So you have some notes over there. Could you please run us through some of those things?
I'd definitely say, first and foremost, when you come to the air show, especially if you're an adult, you need valid ID. So that's one thing that they're going to check. Another thing is we do have a clear bag policy. Now, this clear bag policy is in place just to help ensure that we can get you through as fast through the gate as possible and as safely as possible. That's not saying that you cannot bring an item that's other than a clear bag, but it might take a little bit longer to get through. You know, one thing that we always talk about is safety. Safety is the number one priority in anything that we do. So being safe, that means coming to the air show, be prepared. That means hydrate before you come to the air show. Drink water. If you don't drink water and you come to the air show, you know, we're out in the flight line. It's a little different from being out on the street or on the grass. The pavement actually radiates heat right back at you. So it might feel like a cool day, but water safety is very important. Also, I think knowing where to get medical aid if you need to. As soon as you come in, there's going to be signs that show where you can get medical aid. Look for those signs. Just make sure that you're aware of that. Bring sunscreen.
Lots of sunscreen.
Lots of sunscreen. You can bring chairs, but you can't bring the tents.
Yeah, no pop-ups.
No pop-up
tents.
But I can bring camp chairs?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's what makes the show free. You can absolutely attend this show for free. There's no admission cost. You can bring your own chair. You can bring an empty water bottle. We'll have free water stations where you can fill those up, too.
Okay.
And so something else I wanted to touch on is, people have asked in the past, can I bring my pet or my dog? No, you can't bring them unless it's a service animal. So that's a question that usually comes up. If you have a service animal, you definitely can bring that.
So I have a service iguana. Can I bring my service iguana? Cause
if it's a registered service animal, a service pet, you can definitely bring it.
We expanded the boundaries of service animals, I think, in the last couple of years. So that's good to know, too. Sure. That way I'm not disappointed and turn around and have to go back home.
Right. Some other things, and this should go without saying, but no weapons of any type are allowed to come on the base. And please do not bring laser pointers. That is definitely a safety hazard for the pilots, for sure, if you aim those at the aircraft.
Any hot tips for the best place to park? I did the bus service several years ago. And it was a couple of hours before I picked up my bus coming back. So any hot tips on the best place to park?
I don't have any tips on places to park, but I would say that to save time, carpooling is probably one of the best things you can do.
There you go. Anna mentioned that earlier. Yeah. Okay, Anna's got some tips. Yes.
Blue parking. So if you really want that elevated experience, I would recommend the blue parking pass. And that can be found on the Yuma Air Show website. However, if you want to park for free, we have that too. And that's on the south end of the base off of County 14th Street. And we've improved that quite a bit since, I think, the last time you were there and took those buses. So you'll be able to park out there. There's a bus that'll shuttle you where to the event.
Okay.
Where the event's located.
So free parking, and again, waiting for buses, that's on
County 14th Street.
County 14th Street. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the blue parking pass, that's the way to go. Again, mm-hmm. Go to yumaairshow.com for all of that. The other thing, too, we're talking off the air about volunteer opportunities. Was that you that mentioned that, Anna?
Yeah, so right now we have our volunteer opportunities available on our website, yumaairshow.com. So we have a few people already signed up. We're looking for a few more. So
what does a volunteer do? Just
there's different areas of the event that need assistance, whether it's helping with the catering aspect of it. There's the food vendors. There's different facets to it.
Okay.
If you do sign up and want to be that volunteer, you do get a cool T-shirt that'll say Yuma Air Show and it has say volunteer on the back. We're getting ready to post that on our website, too, so you guys can take a look at what the actual T-shirt looks like.
But there's no telling what I'll do for a free T-shirt.
Yeah. And then we have lunch sponsored, again, by KFC. So they will get a free lunch, T-shirt, and then, of course, they'll get their letter of appreciation, too.
And they'll get to be at the show. They'll get to be at the air show.
Yeah, absolutely.
The air show, I mean, been at the Oasis, I mean, they've really, you can find all kinds of food at that car show, but at the air show, the groceries, I mean, from Heroes to Churros to you name it, I mean, the groceries at the air show is over the top. So I appreciate what you guys do bringing all those guys in, too, because that's a lot of hard work as well. We've got to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU.
Attention, attention. Arizona's Hyundai of Yuma is currently having a huge sale, and we want you to keep your tax return. With rebates of up to $3,500 this month, you can use that towards your down payment. So no need to put any of your own money down. Keep your tax return. For the month of January, you can drive home a brand new 2020 Hyundai Accent for only $14,995. All this, plus America's best warranty. You know, 10-year, 100,000 mile. So come out today before they're all gone. This sales event absolutely ends January 31st, 2020. Hyundai of Yuma is located on 32nd Street and is open 24/7 online at hyundaiofyuma.com or call them 928-344-1100. Again, 928-344-1100. Hyundai of Yuma. I'm Russ Clark, and I approve of this message. Stock number H5824, VIN number 092970. Prices plus tax, title, and dock fee. Offer ends January 31st. In stock units only, subject to inventory on hand.
They held your hand on the first day of school. They've been there for every important milestone in your life. Now it's your turn to be there for them. As the area's only non-for-profit hospice, Hospice of Yuma works to ensure that your loved one receives the quality care and attention they deserve. If you have a family member diagnosed with a terminal illness and are feeling overwhelmed, we want you to know that you and your family are not alone. The community's best hospice care provider is only one call away. For more information, contact Hospice of Yuma. Your community, your hospice.
At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years. When you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off, and you can use your insurance. Visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports. Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Hit your Lucky Sevens jackpot this January at Cocopah Casino. You could win up to $1,000 cash Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. through the 31st of January at Cocopah. Drawings are 4, 6, and 8 p.m. And two winners each hour will pick three prizes from the prize bag and take home their combined amount. You can earn entries daily by playing your favorite slots or table games with your rewards card. For complete rules, see the Cocopah Casino Rewards Club. Get lucky in January with Lucky Sevens jackpot. Winning is just around the corner at Cocopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
What if I told you there was a way to step into another gear for your brain and be much sharper, more focused, and improve your memory to a level that you could only dream about and notice these results in 30 minutes? Hard to believe? Neuroscientists are calling this new brain discovery the biggest advancement in brain science to date. It's called Limitless, the brain pill of the future. Take it, and within 30 minutes, you'll transport your mind to a new level of focus and clarity you would have never thought possible.
I took Limitless, and it started working in minutes. All of a sudden, it felt like a dark cloud had been lifted up right before my eyes. I have a mental clarity I've never felt before.
Biz execs, athletes, teachers, and students are calling Limitless a secret weapon for the brain. You have nothing to lose, so call now and find out how to get a free bottle today.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Limitless, call 800-605-4757. That's 800-605-4757. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-4757, 800-605-4757.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. We've got our friends from Marine Corps Air Station Yuma. We have Anna Zorlozano, who is the marketing director of Marine Corps Community Services, or MCCS. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
And Captain Gabe Adibe, Communications Director of MCAS Yuma. Good morning, Captain Gabe Adibe.
Good morning.
We're also on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Big event Friday night. We've got Texas Hold'em Tournament, again, open to the public. Base access is really easy. How do I get my base access? Do I go to the MCAS website and just put the drop down, click on and follow the prompts? It's pretty simple.
So you definitely can go to the MCAS Yuma website, and once you go there, click on base access, and there's going to be several drop down links that you have to follow. And we have all the information there, like, spelled out to make it as easy as possible for people to get base access.
Less than 5 minutes. It took me less than 5 minutes, only because I have attention deficit something, but it probably takes regular people 2 minutes to do. But it's really, really, really simple. And what's going on base is pretty amazing. We talked about the bowling alley. We talked about the Sonoran Pueblo. Mm-hmm. But you can sit there and just interact with folks. You can really talk to them about what they do, how they do it, why they do it. It's something special, and I'm honored and privileged to be there every 2 weeks to sit in the department head meetings, just
right. Understanding
what you do. It's pretty fascinating.
And it's great to see more people on base. I mean, Colonel Suggs, that's one of his things. He wants to have more people be able to come to the base, see what we do, interact with the Marines. I can't say it enough. The Yuma community is phenomenal when it comes to supporting us. Why not have them come on base and really get to interact with us?
Exactly. And they're amazing young men and women. They raise their hand, said, "I'll do it. Nothing's going to happen to you tonight on my watch." So there's a level of courage and bravery that I don't think I've got that same gear as the men and women on base that say, "Not today, not on my watch." So we love you guys. I'm going to go off in the weeds. I want to get back to the air show, because that's what we're talking about. Again, that's March 13, 14, Marine Corps Air Station, Yuma. The Twilight Show, gates open at 4. Again, get your passes at yumaairshow.com. And then the hours of Saturday's show, I don't know when that actually starts.
The gates open at 9.
Okay.
And the show will end at 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, gates open at 9. And the static, you don't need things in the air to really enjoy the air show. The static displays are intense, they're fun, and they're inspirational, because the planes and the displays that are there bring back memories for some and really evoke emotions for others. So it's pretty special. And go ahead, please.
Well, I wanted to mention this. So you mentioned bringing back memories to some. So one particular event that's going on the air show day, the 14th, is the SAR. That's the Search and Rescue Sundown. So that means that this aircraft, particular aircraft, is going away. SAR has been an amazing part of the community for several years. They've saved many lives, whether it's military personnel, civilian personnel that are stranded somewhere hiking. And so that asset of MCS Yuma is going away, and we want to celebrate all the great things they've done for the community and for the soldiers, sailors, military personnel in the community. So that is going to be taking place on the 14th.
And which bird was that?
That's the UH-1 Huey.
That's a big boy.
And it's very recognizable. It's orange and white. You can't miss it.
Again, that's one of the many reasons to come out to the air show. But you're right, the search and rescue, having that go away, in one sense, is kind of sad, because it was such an important part of the community, and we fought like crazy to keep it. But we understand maybe privatizing that may make more sense long term. But we just don't want this slow erosion where this one thing goes away, and then all of a sudden we've tapped that keg, and now this goes away and that goes away. That's what Yuma 50 is all about. I'm privileged to be the vice chair of Yuma 50. Again, we support those that support our freedoms. And I'm not going to say that we lost that round of SAR, but maybe that wasn't the main battle that we needed to go after. So, again, it's another great reason to come to the air show.
Absolutely.
The sundowning of the SAR bird. That's good stuff. Anna, you've got I wish I could photograph the podium here, the full of paperwork. You've got notes everywhere.
There's a lot of information to put out there for the community.
A couple more tidbits, Anna, please.
So we do get some frequently asked questions as far as, can I bring my lawn chair, my folding chairs? Absolutely.
Yep.
As we mentioned before, you can bring your camping chairs. There's no admission. We have free parking. You can bring your water bottle. You can fill it up. You can fill it up at the air show. We'll have some free water stations for you. We do have activities for the kids. We have the fun zone. And again, we have the static displays that they can go in and actually look into. Another question we get is, may I bring a pet?
Nope.
No, unless it's a service animal, you cannot bring your pet, unfortunately. We will also have restrooms available, so porta-johns for everybody. So.
That was one of the things that impressed me last year. They were everywhere. Yeah. I mean, to get to a porta-john, maybe 50, 60 steps. Seriously, I mean, you guys do an exceptional job at that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Us old people appreciate that.
Well, we, you know, we expect a lot of people to show, so we want to make sure that we can accommodate them.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing, too, that we get asked quite a bit is, do we have ATMs? Yes, we do have ATMs available.
Yes.
So if you're looking to buy some memorabilia from some of the units that are going to be out there, or some air show swag, some T-shirts, hats, that sort of thing, food, we have those ATMs there.
Great souvenirs. And Captain Diva, there was a couple notes you had.
So I just wanted to kind of go over again what you can expect as far as military aircraft and civilian performers. So we have, for the first time, the F-35A coming from the Air Force is going to be at the air show. We have the Marine Air Ground Task Force demonstration. That's going to feature the MV-22 Osprey, the UH-1 Huey, and the AH-1 Viper. So that's going to be out. The AV-8B Harrier demonstration. There's going to be an F-5 Tiger demonstration, which is it's actually the adversary squadron flies those aircraft. And if you don't know anything about the adversaries, they are the aggressor squadron for the Marine Corps, the only one that
nice.
We use to aggress our aircraft and get them up to speed on new tactics and training for aerial combat. So some of their civilian performers, you have the Immortal Red Baron coming. I mentioned Aftershock Jet Truck. And Jay Stokes and Cheryl Stearns' skydiving team is going to be here, so that's going to be cool to see. And then, of course, our famous announcer, Rob Ryder, is here again.
He does a great job. And for those of us that don't know the aircraft and don't know the history, and they talk about the pilots and their lives, where they came from, it really is very endearing. It puts me in the cockpit.
Absolutely.
Great guy. Yeah.
He does a great job every time. And he does multiple air shows every year. So it's pretty awesome to have him.
And that's worth the premium to be in the bleachers, to hear him walk us through, hear us talk us through the men and women, you know, in those planes. It's pretty great stuff.
Right.
Yep. Love it. Again, get there early. The gates Saturday open at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m.
Get your blue parking pass again. And that email, probably the website is yumaairshow.com. Go there and get volunteer opportunities.
There's volunteer opportunities.
Yeah.
The performers are on there. We have the schedule is there. We have the media accreditation on there, too.
And we also want to ensure that there's no confusion on entry and exit, so that'll be posted on the website as well to make sure that people understand if I have this pass, I use this gate, and get people on safely, quickly, and get them off as safely and quickly.
And the sponsorship opportunities, are those also on the website?
Yes, they are.
Okay, or should they call you or just go to the website?
They can go to the website, fill out the form, let us know if they're interested, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, you get to talk to 28,000 of your closest friends, so I think that's a good, that's a good thing. And again, support the air show. If you're a sponsor, some of it's transactional, but for me, most of it's inspirational. I think that's the key thing, is to let our men and women, we appreciate you, we value you, you matter, and it's our way to say, you know, give your gratitude and say thank you. So again, air show, March 13, 14, MCS Yuma. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday. Bye for now.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.